managing certain kinds of information will get easier for agencies. The National Archives and Records Administration issues a proposed rule that could have big implications for how contractors store and secure government information on systems the contractors own. Alex Major is an associate in the Government Contracts, Investigations, and International Trade Practice for Shepard Mullen, my next guest on Industry Chatter today. He says a new era of cybersecurity regulation is coming quickly. You're writing about this new rule on the Government Contracts, Investigations, International Trade blog, Alex, and I thank you for joining me today. What is the baby step that you're writing about the federal government taking? Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. The baby step I'm talking about is essentially the creation of a regulation for cybersecurity, in specific to not only government information but also information that resides on contractor systems. And they're essentially employing a standard encouraged by NIST, and not necessarily using a rule-based procedure to create a standard of regulation.
You write that combination, the proposed rule and the NIST guidelines, include more than 100 security controls that, when finalized, will provide contractors with information security practices that should be employed when protecting CUI. That's I lost my note here.
Controlled unclassified information.
Thank you very much for providing that. That's why you're the counsel here. That is grouped into 14 families of security requirements. How is that different, do we know, than the way that companies are doing it for the government now?
I imagine it will be. This is going to be what is probably best referred to as a baseline. It's a benefit to a lot of companies because there really isn't any regulation out there. And so what the NIST is trying to do is they're essentially trying to get something out there that people can use to answer the call to secure our information. So yes, the 14 families and the I can't remember how many subcategories of information and methods that the NIST is asking contractors, and will be asking contractors to think about because it's not final yet, will be used to kind of reset the bar. And so it could be very different from what contractors are currently using, but I have a suspicion that a lot of contractors are recognizing this already and probably starting to move in the process. However, if they're not, they'd better, because while it won't be a quote-unquote standard, it will be the de facto standard that probably a lot of regulators are going to look for if and or when there's a breach.
And then a lot of the expectations, too, that the agencies will put when they write contracts or write requests for information proposals for procuring these kinds of solutions.
Undoubtedly. I mean, they're actually going to be required to. And so this is where it becomes a little peculiar from an ADA standpoint. From the normal rulemaking procedure, is they're basically saying, hey, and this new standard, use that new standard. So they're sort of punting, if you will, to provide guidance, provide clarification, and provide a standard that will be used by the regulators.
You're right. While there are several practical takeaways contractors need to know about NARA's proposed CUI rule, perhaps the biggest point is just how much the world of government contracting is being changed by cybersecurity concerns. What jumped out at you that made you write that?
Well, I think, there's a lot of talk, there's a lot of movement, specifically amongst the executive agencies, FTC, SEC. Everybody is moving very, very quickly. However, Congress is not. And the problem that we're running into, and I think a lot of everybody's feeling it, not just the government, and I say everybody, I truly mean everybody, because cybersecurity is something that affects everyone, that the problem people are running into is there isn't nobody's putting together a clear roadmap on how to do it. And so what I think that when we talk about that it's changing quickly, we're talking about the fact that it is changing so quickly that Congress can't act fast enough, and by the time they do, they're probably going to be already outmoded, that they're going to be, it's going to be irrelevant. So for NIST and for the and for NARA to do this and to kind of start us down that path, it really is the first step in trying to get some sort of overarching executive agency-wide, at least, handle on the cybersecurity issue and how to protect information, both on the federal government side and then, of course, on the contractor side when holding federal information.
You note that it took 5 years to get this out the door, and you write, contractors should note the trail of breadcrumbs in the rule leading to the non-APA processed NIST standards that will become the de facto standards by which contractors' cybersecurity efforts will be judged and assessed. What should they be noting in that trail of breadcrumbs, Alex?
They should really take a look at NIST SP 800-171. That is the NIST quote unquote standard that will be used and will be assessed when taking a look at the particular cybersecurity requirements used by companies. So that's the breadcrumb trail. That yes, we have a formal rule that's coming out that's saying, you know, we're going to set up this new CUI registry and NAR is going to do it, and we're going to eliminate these 100, you know, different classifications across different administrations or different agencies. But the real takeaway is going to be that, and then if you follow that trail, you're going to get to for contractors are going to get to 800-171. And their standard of what they're going to be held to for holding on to that CUI information.
I guess the takeaway from your comments, which we have linked at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, Alex, is yes, there's a little bit of information to process here and some things that one needs to understand as one processes all of this. But if one's careful, he or she will arrive at their destination fairly safely, because if you go and read the NIST guidance, it's pretty straightforward. And I look at these 14 families that you list, and they're all pretty straightforward when it comes to security concerns.
They are. And so it is nothing, I would say, necessarily egregious. And again, I emphasize that it is a baseline, and that some companies or some companies and some contractors, depending on the information they hold, are going to have to hold a higher standards. This is what NIST has put together is I would like to call it a floor. You have to be at that floor.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if a company were to follow those guidelines and know that they've done it and they're setting up their action plans and they're setting up their security in a manner that aligns with the NIST guidelines, when they're finalized, they're not finalized yet. They're expected sometime within the next month, but when they are finalized and making sure that they track, it should make for smoother sailing.
You wrap this piece by writing, in more ways than one, NARA's proposed rule to protect CUIs, but a prologue to a new era of cybersecurity regulation and controls. What does the rest of the story look like? It's still being written quickly, and you're advising folks, please try to keep up. I can imagine at the pace that this is changing, I mean, we won't see another five-year window between proposal of an idea and an actual output on it. I imagine this is going to change a lot more quickly than that.
It will, and that's why it's important to keep apprised of what's happening. The nice thing is what NIST is doing is they are rolling it out, and they're being very public and very open about it. They are seeking contractor comments. So if you aren't watching NIST, it's probably a good idea to maybe start looking and seeing what they're doing. And it's also very important that NIST continues that process. They don't have to, but they're doing it that way because they want to make sure this is a usable format that they're putting out there. And I think the most important element is that this is probably the only way we're going to see functional, usable cybersecurity standards being propagated. It's a quicker, more realistic, and more industry-based focus.
Alex, great insight. I appreciate you being on. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.